You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Quiet, please. Play.
William Hill brings you expert previews and live in-play betting analysis every day of Wimbledon 2050. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. We're down to the finals of this year's Wimbledon Championship. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is live at Wimbledon Radio's Nick Lester. How are you, Nick?
I'm very well, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Really looking forward to the two finals. It's been cracking at Wimbledon again, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Obviously, they've been helped with the weather, and certainly for the most part, it's behaved. I think, you know, as I always say, week one, I think, had a lot of good stories, certainly that middle part of the week, with obviously Dustin Brown playing so well and Nadal being, I think, a little unlucky again. I think we'll see him come back strongly in the second half of the year. I think he's been very unlucky at Wimbledon, and I expect him to bounce back. And then obviously with Federer kind of rolling back the years yesterday, that was a performance yesterday that we saw from him in mid-2000s. I mean, it was that good. And I think perhaps some people didn't quite think that he had it in him to play like that. And I'd probably be the first to admit that I was the same. But he was just breathtaking tennis yesterday from Federer.
Yeah, like you say, roll back the years. When you see Federer, he just cruises around the back of the court, doesn't he? Like, sweeps around, he makes it look effortless. And Andy Murray found out yesterday, when he's playing like that, it's impossible to beat him, isn't it, at Wimbledon?
Yeah, I mean, I think before the match, I think a lot of people obviously thought it was going to be the Federer serve against the Murray return. Murray, probably the best, with Djokovic, not probably, definitely with Djokovic, the best returner in the game. Probably one of the best returners in the history of the game. And for Murray not to be able to get a look, not to be able to break Federer, and in fact only just the one break point in that opening game, that's remarkable, really. I mean, it's testament to how well Federer served. I think it's testament as well a little bit to perhaps the courts have dried up, they've baked up a little bit because it's been so warm, and they've become a bit flatter and a bit harder and a little bit quicker. I think that's probably a slight factor as well. But yeah, just Federer's all-round aggressive tennis. He's got so many ways he can beat you from the back of the court, and we saw that obviously yesterday. And it was heartbreaking. It was tough for Murray. You know, last night I was at Wimbledon until quite late. Spoke to a few people, and I know that he was extremely, extremely disappointed to have been beaten. But I think deep down, after 48 hours, he'll know that he was beaten simply by a better player on the day, and I think he'll have to find a way to bounce back.
Yeah, Federer takes on Djokovic after that in the final. We'll move on to that in due course, but we're going to start with the ladies, which takes place on Saturday afternoon. Serena Williams takes on Garbine Muguruza. Serena Williams is 1-6, Muguruza is 9-2. We'll start with Serena. She's bidding for a calendar of Grand Slams, a Serena Slam as it's been called. It'd be the second time she's held all four at the same time. Piece of history if she were to win it, Nick.
Yeah, and you know, piece of history in terms of being the oldest open era champion at Wimbledon as well. So there's that to factor in, which of course Federer is going for too. So there's could be a couple of good stories here. I mean, Serena, you know, what more can you say about her, you know, in terms of having played so well again this year, having come through, you know, it's not as if she's been totally dominating opponents either. That's the one, I think, feature of her run for the last 6 weeks or so. She's had some very tough scrapes, especially at the French Open. Obviously, here at Wimbledon, the slightly quicker grass courts are helping her game because they add another 10% to her already devastating serve and ground strokes. The matchup with Sharapova obviously is a nightmare one for Maria because she just simply doesn't defend well enough and hasn't hit the ball with quite so much purpose as Serena, and the serve obviously being a lot weaker. So that was a comfortable victory for Serena. Looked as though she was almost in third gear, to be honest, in that one. And you know, going back a little further, obviously the win against Venus was, again, comfortable as well. The big match, obviously, being the one against Heather Watson in the third round. And the big question today really is experience. Is how much can Garbine Muguruza calm the nerves, keep herself in the moment out there on a huge occasion for her? Obviously, you know, she's only played, I think, this is only really her kind of third full year of playing majors or Grand Slams. So not as if she's got a whole lot of experience to call on at this stage. But in saying that, she has a game that can certainly match up well with Serena. We've seen that in the past. She's beaten her already. She beat her at the French Open a couple of years ago. She has a lot of power off the ground. She has a serve that can keep her involved in the match, which is very, very important. somewhere like, obviously, some players like Sharapova doesn't have that. She's always hanging on. If Muguruza can serve well, make a high percentage of first serves in this match, she will stay with Serena Williams. I think there's no doubt about that. But I think in the key moments, in the clutch moments where Serena has been so tight in major finals, I mean, her finals record in majors, Serena, is phenomenal. I think she's something like 20 wins and 4 defeats. And you have to go back to 2011 for the defeat to Stosa for the last time she lost a final in a major. So it's you know, you have to... I think if you're betting on this match, personally, I think you look at perhaps the over and under as far as the games go, because I can well see a scoreline here of something along the lines of 7-5, 6-4, something like that, a couple of tight sets. I really don't think with Muguruza's game that she's going to get blown away here 1-2 or like Bouchard did last year, get completely duffed up. I think this could be a tight couple of sets. I think Serena is going to win, but I think Muguruza has weapons in her armory and weapons in her game that will keep her in touch in this match. And I think, as I say, from a betting point of view, I think you then look at it and say, well, looking at Serena, maybe in too close.
Okay, well, the spread set at 19.5 total match games. So over 19.5 is 5-6. You could also maybe look at handicap betting as well. Muguruza to win plus 5.5 games. That's 8-11 if you think she can keep within touching distance of Serena throughout the final. We know all about Serena, Nick. She's won 20 Grand Slams, 5 of them at Wimbledon. As you mentioned, a final record is brilliant. She's won 12 of her last 13 Grand Slam finals. A lot of people won't really know too much about Gabi Muguruza. She was out to 150-1 earlier on in the tournament. She's only a young player. She's kind of come from nowhere for a lot of people that maybe don't follow tennis all the time. Can you tell us a bit about her, where she's come from?
Yeah, I mean, she's originally from Venezuela, was born there, moved over to Spain. In fact, there's a Venezuelan mother and a Spanish father. Breakthrough really came last year at the French, where she was able to make a really good run deep, beating Serena Williams in the second round. She's a very athletic player. She fits the kind of modern mold, if you like, of professional tennis players. Tall, quite lanky, athletic, big ball striker. You know, has weapons. You can't make it at the top of the game these days in the men or the women's game, really, unless you have weapons. And she's got plenty of those. Very, very solid off the back of the court. The back end is probably one of the best in the game. And it's, you know, I think probably initially having made that breakthrough last year, it's been a little tough for her because suddenly people understand your game. They know your game. They know what you're all about. They kind of try and find weaknesses. And I think, as I said before, for her, it's been about for her understanding and learning how to play on this surface. There's so many players that come over to the grass court season without a lot of experience. They don't really think in their mind that they can move well on the surface. They don't trust themselves. And I think if you can get over that mental barrier, and she has done that, then I think that's when you can have success. And that's exactly what she's done out here. And as I say, she won't be... certainly in terms of the matchup today, she won't be overawed by playing Serena. You know, she took a set off her at the Australian Open earlier in the year. So they've had some tight matches. That's why I really don't think this will be a one-sided contest. And I think the plus 5.5 games on Muguruza at 8-11 actually sounds quite a very appealing price.
Okay, but you still expect Serena to win, though?
Yeah, I think Serena in two. I think, as I say, the line is set. 19.5 games is pretty much... on the money. May well be a tie break in there. And I think if it goes to a tie break, then I think that 19.5 games is quite appealing.
Okay, so that's the ladies' final. And moving on to the men's, which takes place on Sunday, it's Novak Djokovic against Roger Federer, a repeat of last year's final. Djokovic won that one, of course, in 5 sets. Djokovic, slight favourite here, 4-5. Roger Federer is 11-10. 7 times winning Roger Federer. You've got Novak Djokovic, who's been in the Wimbledon final for 4 times in the last 5 years. It's got to be a cracker, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, obviously, probably was the match of the year last year, wasn't it, in the Wimbledon final? I mean, I'm fortunate enough to watch a lot of tennis over the year and travel the world, and I think that was probably the best match I saw last year, certainly one of them. Federer coming within, you know, a couple of points, just a whisker, really, of being able to beat Djokovic. And, you know, it's funny, isn't it, because a year ago, probably a lot of people were saying, well, this is Federer's last chance to win a major. This will be his last chance here, 2014. And here we are, 2015, fresh off a performance that is probably as good as it's ever been. And I think that was probably, and I think Murray obviously said it to an extent yesterday, that's the best he feels Federer's ever played against him. So there's so many ways you can look at this match. I must say, at first glance, it's probably easy to be have a slight overreaction to the win yesterday. But at first glance, the 11-10 on Federer seems very appealing to me. That seems like a decent price for a guy who served as well as he did yesterday. I'll take you through a couple of the head-to-heads, a couple of interesting facts in this one. Just looking actually back at their matchups in the previous couple of the years, Federer, the four previous matches that Federer has won against Djokovic, the last time came in February in Dubai on very quick courts there. He beat him comfortably. Shanghai Masters, Federer beat him in October on quick courts. On both occasions, didn't lose serve. And in fact, the last four times that Federer has beaten Djokovic, he's only lost serve once. So I think to make the argument in terms of to translate what I'm talking about is, if Federer serves in this match as he did yesterday against Djokovic tomorrow, I think Federer wins this match. I really do. I think if he can keep Djokovic at bay off the return like he did to Murray yesterday, then I think Federer wins this match tomorrow. I really do. I think there is a real chance. Djokovic, on the other hand, obviously one of the most aggressive returners in the game. He will make it very difficult. Gasquet said the same yesterday. You know, but Gasquet doesn't serve like Federer. There's a big difference. And I think from Djokovic's perspective, he will probably try and squeeze the space a bit more than Murray did. I think he won't let Federer be quite as dominant from the back of the court, or if he can avoid it. Obviously, it's not easier said than done, and perhaps Murray made just a few too many first errors off the forehand side yesterday when he had the chance to step it up. I expect Djokovic to perhaps just be that fraction more aggressive on Federer on Sunday when he can. But I still think if Federer serves well on Sunday, if he can keep that percentage up around the 65%, 70% of first serving mark, it's going to rain as well. It's a factor. Going to be playing indoors, which I think will help Federer. I think it will help him with the roof over his head. It will take the conditions out of play. It'll allow him to play an attacking brand of tennis. Then I think Federer wins this match. And I think the 11-10 on Federer, having played so well yesterday and seeing how he was playing, I think is extremely, extremely appealing. And Djokovic, obviously, having come into the French Open on the verge of completing his set of majors, it's going to be a fascinating battle. And Djokovic has done nothing wrong at this tournament, don't get me wrong. But I don't quite think he's been at the peak of his powers so far, Djokovic. I'm not quite sure I've seen him play as well this tournament as we have in perhaps at times for the rest of the year. And I think that's just why I've got to shade Federer, given the odds. At 11-10, I think it really feels as though this could be his year.
Yeah, it's interesting what you're saying there as well, because Djokovic for me hasn't quite, like you said, hasn't quite hit the heights. I mean, the game against Kevin Anderson kind of sums that up, the way that he dropped the first two sets. He hasn't quite been as imperious as he usually is. And you mentioned Federer's serving there. He's serving remarkably well. He's only dropped serve once in the whole tournament, so it all kind of leans towards Federer in that respect.
Yeah. And that was against Gilles Simon, and it was a kind of fairly lazy game, really. And you take it back further, he's only dropped serve twice in two tournaments, because I was in Halle a few weeks ago, and he lost serve once, and that was against Kohlschreiber in the first round. So in the course of, what is that, ten matches, he's on grass, he's only lost serve once. So I think Federer's really playing on an upward curve right now, and that's why I think, you know, one thing I think, you know, just giving Djokovic a bit of credit, and this is something Federer again said yesterday, how match tough Djokovic can be. You know, he doesn't give anything away, Djokovic, and he always shows up, as Federer said yesterday. He's exceptionally tough to beat, but Federer's going to have to take the racket out of his hands. He's going to have to try and dominate him as he did yesterday to Murray. We saw some strokes that were just simply jaw-dropping yesterday against Murray, and he's going to need to do it again. The good news, I think, from Federer's perspective, it was a fairly quick match yesterday. Again, off court in a couple of hours. He hasn't really kind of, you know, over in terms of the amount of time he spends on court. He hasn't worn himself out so far, so I think he'll be fresh. And as I say, I think if it does rain and the roof is in play, which I think it could be, I think there's quite a few things pointing towards Federer here, and that 11-10 perhaps is a good price.
Yeah, how important is it if it rains? Because it's kind of widely acknowledged that if the roof is closed, it would suit Federer more than Djokovic. Do you buy into that yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously becomes a bit more humid, so therefore, in a funny kind of way, it becomes a touch slower in a way, because there's more water slightly in the air, so the balls become a little bit harder to travel through the air. But I think in saying that, you then take out the wind and those sorts of things, which helps a more aggressive player, because the conditions are perfect for Federer, who can trust himself a bit more. And, you know, Federer's been hitting so many shots well, not just the serve. The back end has looked brilliant this week, especially yesterday against Murray. He hit his back end superbly. And again, the slightly head, the bigger racket head that he employed a year or so ago has helped that, I think. You know, it's going to be a similar story. It's a very similar matchup to the one we saw yesterday. And Federer obviously playing tennis probably to the level we saw from him a few years ago. If you think he can keep that up, I think he'll win this match. Simple as that. I don't think Djokovic will be able to cope with him that. And we've seen it before on slightly quicker courts. Federer has been able to get under the skin of Djokovic. And I think if he can do it again tomorrow, he'll win this match.
Okay, we're dealing in fine margins here as well. If you look at the head-to-heads between the two, since the Wimbledon final last year, Djokovic has won 3 of the 5 meetings, but overall Federer has won 20 and Djokovic has won 19, so there's very little between them. Do you think it'll go the distance this final?
I think it will probably certainly have at least 4 in it. But I think if Federer wins, I think it'll be quite similar to the win against Murray. I think it'll be swift. I think he'll be able to take his chances, capitalize on opportunities, create pressure, build pressure on the server. So I think it'll be... I would go Federer in 4 on Sunday.
Okay, Federer in 4 is 4-1. You can also back match result and both players to win a set. Roger Federer in that market is 6-4, which looks quite appealing. But overall, you think Federer is going to come out on top?
Yeah, I think that is appealing. 6-4 on both players and Federer is very appealing. And I think Federer will get this done. And I think we could well have a bit of history because it could have the two oldest open-era champions ever in terms of majors. And I think that's very likely.
Yeah, proving that age is just a number.
Exactly, which is very much the way tennis has been going in the last decade. And it seems to be continuing in that manner.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Nick. It's been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck and enjoy the two finals.
Thanks. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.